what you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Papich. In the PJ Harrison case, charges were recently dropped against the UNC player for possession of marijuana. We hit the streets to find out if you think UNC should still punish Harrison.
My name is Ricky Devon Cleveland, live in Chapel Hill. You got to treat everybody fairly. The judicial system is kind of shady on a little scale balance and justice system, but it's all right.
Rose Hetzel, Hillsboro. I'm sure that the coach will make the proper decision as to this. He's been found innocent, so he needs to go ahead and play.
Kim Park in Chapel Hill. I think that if he was found with those things on his person, that yes, he needs to be treated just like anybody else and not given any preferential treatment.
I'm MJ, and I'm in Chapel Hill. I think they should do an in-house investigation.
Do you think UNC should still punish PJ Harrison after his charges were dropped?
Brett Phillips, Chapel Hill. I would say he would need to be punished just because it brings a bad light to the university and it says that athletes are not held to as high of a standard as maybe me or any other non-basketball or non-athlete at the university.
Kevin Perry, Chapel Hill. No, I mean, they already dropped the charges. So it should be over with. And plus, I'm a big fan of PJ. I like him a lot.
Margaret DePrater, and I live in Chatham County. I think that's going to have to be decided by the athletic department. They're going to have to look at all the facts and look at the criminal justice system.
Piper Honigman in Carrboro? No, I think that's all right. I guess someone knows more about the case than I do. I don't really know much about it.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.